It's the election time, and this is the Daily Dispatch Podcast.
It's the Daily Dispatch Podcast, and I'll be your host for today. My name is Mandelake Kwabawana, and in the studio today, I have the UDM leader, the Honorable Mr. Bantu Olomisa. Well, it's election time, and Mr. Olomisa has been in the Eastern Cape for the past 2 days. Welcome, sir, and how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for hosting us here today. We're looking forward to answer to any question you like to ask.
So what brings you in the Eastern Cape? What are your plans for the province?
I'm campaigning. I was scheduled to come here in the last 2 days in Paty and also in Middle Drift. So I've just arrived now from Middle Drift. And these are the areas I've never been to before. The next round is going to be, of course, around East London, King Williamstown, Butterworth, Tata, all over. Then on the 27th of April, we are in Port Elizabeth, that is at Gqeberha.
So how has the response been?
Response is not bad at all, given the weather. So you can see even the dress code I'm having today is cold. Mm-hmm. But the response was good, and people are current, I can say, judging from the questions they are asking. I think the radio stations, and social media are keeping the people informed. It's interesting when you even look at the elders now. They take their phone, they keep their cell phones here. And then they remind, let me remind you. And then they punch and say, and you find that, no man, this thing was trending a few days ago. So it's good. Although, that's the beauty about technology. You don't have to go and study for it.
Use it. So you've traveled the province in the past 2 days. So what has been your observation in terms of everything, infrastructure wise, the roads? Are you quite satisfied?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the Eastern Cape is one of the provinces, if not the province, which is whose infrastructure is collapsing. I think the Sebe, Matanzima infrastructures, and the Ifakwangamabhunu in some areas. The only thing you see which is only maintained is only the roads which are maintained by
Sanral.
Which is the main road, N2, whatever. The rest, if you go to roads which goes to the coast, it's bad. It's bad. And you see, the problem is that the ANC didn't want to listen. They changed all the policies which were done by the previous governments under the cloak, under the banner that no. These are apartheid structures. As a result, you'll find that the maintenance units which used to own, maintain our roads, maintain our schools, maintain our government buildings, they closed down those institutions, and they created a lot of jobs for this province. And then they moved their big offices, for instance, from Bisho, from Tata, to privately owned properties in East London. It just doesn't make sense. It's like it's a perpetuation of slavery of some kind. So the slave mentality is still in their vocabulary, the way I see it.
I've gone through your manifesto, and you speak strongly against corruption. Mm-hmm. You know, what's happened, one of the latest developments is the case involving the former speaker of Parliament. So, what's your take on that? And also, do you think that the current president has done enough to actually fight corruption? Because there was a perception that corruption was higher during the tenure of President Jacob Zuma. So, do you think the current president has actually done enough to fight corruption?
No, not at all. He was lucky in that there was a commission which was in place, Zondo Commission, which he should have used to improve the situation. Instead, he got a cold feet and didn't act against some of his ministers. Even this issue of the former speaker, when she was the Minister of Defense, you will recall that on the 26th of March, 2021, I wrote to the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, and I shared the information publicly. It was an open letter, and then everybody knew. But Cyril, instead of showing some strength on this matter, he and the ANC ended up rewarding Nosviwe with the position of being a speaker. This issue of Weeks and many others, including the figures which are now quoted by the NPA in court, are the same. It's a replica of what I presented to the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. It's just a copy. It's like a carbon copy of what I said. Mm-hmm. And look at it now. One can say it is an egg on the face of the president as well as his party. So, why are they not acting? That is the question. The last time we heard about a high-level person being prosecuted was Jackie Selebe, if you remember. But how many billions have been siphoned after that? Big monies. And it looks like they have this collective mentality which says, no, let us protect. If one of our own, we close ranks. We saw this during Zuma era until Zuma put them under the bus and said, no, I will pay the money. Yet in Parliament, they were already told to say there was nothing wrong in that transaction of guns. Mm. Again, it was the same thing in the Palapala. They closed ranks and say, oh, he's our president. Even when there was a report, panel report submitted by the former Chief Justice Ngobo of this country, it tells you that these people, the arrogance of power in themselves, tells them that they must do as they want.
Coming back to issues here at home, going to the elections on the 29th, do you still regard the former Transkei as one of your strongholds? Because you've seen a decline in your voter base from between 2014 and 2019. Well, that was the establishment of the EFF. Now we see the MK party. So are you worried about that?
I'm not worried about that. The UDM has grown in the entire province. Before, I've never campaigned in areas I've just mentioned, like Petty, Middle Drift, and we are still going to intensify campaigns in these areas. We are coming to Buffalo City, near East London, Dansane, as well as other surrounding areas. So I'm not worried about that. Instead, it has spread. Look at Port Elizabeth. The UDM has grown in big numbers since then.
So you once had a mayor also.
Yes. I'm not worried about that. This is we have spread completely. Even in the former Transkei, we never campaigned in every region. UTM was just around Mthatha, Kanduli, Elliottale. But now you'll find it in every corner.
Mm-hmm. So you're quite confident.
So I'm hoping that Msholozi, of course, he has stolen that spear, and that wheel now is wobbling, it's not balancing anymore. So I think the people he will snatch out of disgruntled ANC members, or people who were disgruntled with the ANC, who might, I'm talking about members, not voters.
Yes,
yes. He, in that sense, he will have a footprint in the Eastern Cape. Because if he takes the group which was rival to another group, because there were two or three groups in Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, he's going to cause a lot of damage. And there are senior members of Mkhonto weSizwe I know, including the bodyguards, former bodyguards of Chris Hani, who are from here, Eastern Cape, but who are campaigning for MK. For anyone who think who would just dismiss Zuma as a project of KZN is making a big mistake. Then you get the same thing in other provinces, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, which is good for our democracy. It's changing the political landscape. We welcome that because it means it's true that we are moving towards a government of a national unity or a coalition government after the election. The honeymoon is over from for the ANC. I mean, look now. This is a worst scandal of a speaker of National Assembly.
Speaking of moons, you're not part of any moon.
Yeah, would be in a court. A former speaker, I'd put it that way.
So you won't be part of the, what is it, the Moon Pact?
No. We rejected that right from the word go.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean that we cannot form a coalition with some of them. But we are not prescriptive. All we will do, we will just table our manifesto. Part of that manifesto is to say areas like Eastern Cape have not yet been integrated into a greater South Africa in terms of infrastructure development. So, and as a result, you will see that people are moving away from here to look for jobs elsewhere. And when they arrive in Cape Town or Johannesburg, they are told that they are foreigners. So that kind of language it says a lot, given that the people who led the struggle, the O.R. Tambos, the Mandelas, the Sulus, Chris Hanis, emanate from this province. And nobody seems to care to look after the welfare of this community.
And lastly, before we close it off, public servants who served during the homelands during apartheid, is that case still in court? What's the latest on that?
The issue of pensioners, yes, it is with Advocate Ngugai Tobi and other advocate and Eric Mabuza attorneys. That program is big because it includes former homelands which were not independent. It includes TBVC states. It also includes people who were working under the government of South Africa, and then in 1990 they became part of Namibia, the Namibians. So it's a huge case, and Cyril Ramaphosa was defied by Kodongwana, whom he instructed to establish a task team. And then Kodongwana has never done anything. We reminded the president again this year to say, please, these people are dying. They have a legitimate claim. And he didn't respond. I'm not surprised because President Cyril Ramaphosa is a beneficiary of the pensions, in particular of the then Transkei government, through Alexandra Forbes. Alexandra Forbes, he was part of it as a BEE front or player or candidate. And he got a lot of money out of that. That money was money from, part of the money from the pensioners. And this money was transferred from the asset management companies like Sanlam, Alexandra Forbes, to be managed by GEPF. And GEPF appointed PIC. PIC then was used as a piggy bank for all these so-called millionaires and billionaires you see today. But they don't have the guts now to fight for the pensioners to get their money back. So that is the kind of cruelty we have experienced. Unfortunately, the liberators of yesteryear are the ones who are oppressing the very people they lied to say we are freeing them.
No, General, I understand that you have a flight to rush.
Thank
to.
You.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for your time and all the best on the 29th.